Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Something Strange But True. This is Mysterion, your host and mind reader extraordinaire, and this is the podcast where you, the listener, get to share your experiences with myself and then, of course, to everybody else in the world of the supernatural and the unbelievable and bizarre, whether it's a ghostly encounter or a UFO or some weird dream that you had that came true. We want to hear from you. And tonight's episode revolves around something that I like to exploit a little bit. I've always used a doll in my live show because I've always found that once that creepy little doll comes out of my case, things get really, really dark, really, really fast. You see the reaction, the look in people's eyes when they see an old, beat-up Victorian doll come out of the case, and you explain to them that there is a presence trapped within the porcelain of these inanimate objects, and you might as well have brought out the devil. The fear of dolls. Automatonophobia, that's a mouthful, is the fear of an inanimate object in the shape of a human. It could be a mannequin, it could be a ventriloquist doll, it could be a baby doll, any type of a doll. And there's lots of reasons why we have this phobia, and that it's growing. Of course, a lot of phobias are built on childhood experiences. Maybe you saw a ventriloquist doll, or you were creeped out at a department store when that giant mannequin was staring at you blindly. And one of the reasons why it's been speculated that dolls or mannequins or these types of inanimate human forms cause such a fear and a phobia is because they are very much a corpse, in a sense. They are a lifeless, imperfect version of ourselves. And that can open up so many doors and so many different fears and phobias. Now, usually I start with reading a letter sent in by one of the listeners. But tonight I thought I would change it up. I was talking to our guest tonight, Alexa, on TikTok last night, and about the different experiences that she has had with ghosts and the supernatural. And we decided to actually meet up today and do this as a two-person broadcast. So welcome, Alexa.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So you have an experience with dolls in some creepy manner, opposed to getting one for a birthday present or, you know, holiday gift. And then, of course, maybe the doll comes to life and tries to murder you. But
I do own porcelain dolls and Raggedy Ann dolls. So I've had a variety of dolls in my life. And definitely the Raggedy Ann style doll has given me the eyes at the end of the night before.
And the Raggedy Ann style doll has been very much popularized now by the Annabelle doll, of course, which is originally a Raggedy Ann doll. It's been changed to look like a porcelain doll for the movie, but if you go to the museum, you can find that doll. It's actually a Raggedy Ann.
Yes, I do own a copy of the book by the Warrens.
Right.
It was my fascination with it. That grew actually after this experience that I had.
Oh, you bought the book after the experience.
Yes.
So the experience didn't frighten you away. It actually encouraged you.
It intrigued my interest.
Yeah, just like me and everyone else probably out there listening. You're nuts.
It was the beginning of my interest in the occult, actually, this experience.
How old were you?
I was 15.
You were 15, yep.
Yeah.
Impressionable mind.
Indeed. It was my first time doing anything creepy.
Okay.
It was my first time. So this was the first ever Halloween haunt sort of style haunted house that had been set in this theater. Now, the theater in question is the LaSalle Theater, and the theater has been open since 1939, so plenty of history there. And we were setting up different themed rooms. I was given the apartment that used to be beside the old projector room to set up my entire scene. The theme for the room was dolls. I was portraying the Annabelle doll.
Oh, really?
I was. That
Look
was
at
my
that. Wild.
It later
now, where is the
shit.
LaSalle Theater?
It is in Kirkland Lake, Ontario.
I know Kirkland Lake well. I've been up there and performed up that way.
Yep, that was the first time I saw you perform.
So you saw me in Kirkland Lake?
Yes, I did.
Oh, wow, cool.
12, 13 years old at the time.
Oh, boy. So did I wonder if I brought this for you? This was the beginning of the end.
Quite possibly. It might have been the subconscious trigger.
There you go.
So yeah, this was in the LaSalle Theater, and we set up two different porcelain dolls on rocking chairs and two different Raggedy Ann style dolls, sort of knockoffs, in this room. on top of having a very large makeshift dollhouse for me to pop out of.
Oh, I see what's going on. Okay.
That was the shtick. I'd either hide inside the dollhouse or I'd hide behind the door and snap out at people. We also had an old music box in the corner playing very slowly.
That's always fantastic ambiance.
What's funny is it was the Winnie the Pooh theme song, out of all things, playing so slowly, and everybody would lose their minds.
Oh, absolutely. It's a creepy, anything slowed down is creepy.
So this was the final room of the tour. So at the end of every night, it was the last room to be emptied and last room to clean up in. And I was in charge of keeping the entire room clean. So every night I would put every doll back in its place. If something had shifted throughout the night, in case somebody had thrown a punch or run into something, it happens.
Sure. Don't give violence to the monsters.
I wish everybody listened to that.
Yep.
And I would close the door and I would leave. After the first night, it was a Friday night, I came back the next day, opened the door, and all the dolls had been moved places.
Okay.
So at first I thought it was just one of the other kids pulling a trick, because there was plenty of boys involved and some of them were mischievous. So I ran around and interrogated every single one. They all denied it. So the next night, I put a piece of my hair in the door. I'd read about it online, figured it was you know.
You James Bonded the door.
Yeah, you know what? If they were going to go in and open the door and mess around, it'll fall on the ground and they won't be able to put it back in.
I had a friend's father do that because I kept breaking into his alcohol cabinet, but you know, it's another story altogether.
Brilliant.
Sorry, Gordon.
Too funny. So, do it again the next weekend. Come in, walk in. I was the last person to leave and I made sure of it.
And the door's locked.
Door's locked.
Okay.
Door's locked, hair's in the door. I come back the next day. I'm the first one there. I'm there before any of the guys. Door still closed, my hair is still in the exact same spot. I go in, every single doll had switched places. The porcelain dolls, instead of being in their rocking chairs, were on the floor in the fetal position, and the Raggedy Ann dolls were upside down on top of my doll box.
Wow.
And this happened every single night for that entire month.
Wow. And there's no vibrations or anything that could have moved them, or I'm just kind of going over these different...
They had crossed across the room. They had gone from being perfectly in their chairs to being in the middle. And if they had just fallen, the doll would have broken.
It's porcelain. Of course, yeah.
It's a very delicate doll.
They were moved.
Yeah.
Did anyone else have experiences in this theater that...
It was only seemed to be in that room. None of the other rooms had the same issues I did.
Wow. Now, I wonder if it was you bringing them in or...
I don't know, but I do know that on Halloween night, that room... Now, for those who don't know, Kirkland Lake is in Northern Ontario, so it's quite cold there in October.
Oh, yeah, it's quite cold there now.
So we had space heaters, for those of us, so we didn't completely freeze. No hypothermia for the monsters. And on Halloween night, no matter how many space heaters we put in that room, and I'm talking at one point, there was three in there.
Oh, boy.
And I was curled up in the corner by one of them because nobody came on Halloween night.
Sure, they're all off doing their other things.
I could not get warm.
Wow. So there was definitely something in that room telling you, we don't want you here. We don't appreciate this event. We're going to mess up these dolls. We're going to disturb your protocol and get you out of here.
Yep. And the next year, we did the haunted house again. Different theme.
And you went back.
I did.
Okay. That's brave.
I did a monster under
the
bed.
It's like a horror
theme.
Movie, you know. People, they think, you know, don't go in the room. If that was me, I wouldn't go back. And here you are going back.
I was intrigued.
Yeah.
So I went back. And again, Halloween night, icebox in the room.
Wow.
No matter how many blankets they tried to throw on me at the end of the night, I was shivering. My lips were turning blue because of how cold that room turned.
Wow. And there's been nothing since.
Nothing that I've heard of.
And what was the name of this theater? The LaSalle?
The LaSalle Theater in Kirkland Lake.
All right. Well, we're going to have to look up the LaSalle a little bit more. And thank you for joining us here on Something Strange. We're going to be back after this ad with some letters by the listeners with more creepy haunted dolls. If you were looking for all things horror and horror related, look no further than I Think I'm Scary on Facebook. I Think I'm Scary, a new platform for all types of different individuals involved in the horror culture, from directors and writers to actors and everything in between. Check them out on I Think I'm Scary on Facebook and soon their new YouTube channel. I remember growing up, there was a box of porcelain dolls under the stairs in the basement. And when you would go back up to the main floor, you could actually see them through the steps peering at you. And this gave me the willies. But I knew that there was nothing more than just that, a visual, spooky, creepy thing going on. They never moved. They never did anything. But had they, it would have definitely terrified me. And it would have really put a spin on my perspective of possession of an inanimate object like a doll. And I have a couple of letters here sent in from the listeners of their personal experiences with haunted dolls. And I have to say that they are incredibly creepy. The first one comes from Danielle out of Hamilton, Ontario. And it reads like this. My grandma had a doll that would always face wherever I was sitting in the living room. She was always under a glass case, as they all wanted to preserve and keep the children from playing with her. She had long curly hair that was in ringlets and blue eyes. She wore a lovely little dress and red lipstick formed into a smile. It was only her head that moved, never her body. This happened over the course of 2 summers. When my grandma passed, Grandpa asked me if I wanted any of her dolls, as she had a large collection, and I said no because I'm weirded out since they tease me by constantly changing the one's position to scare me. Grandpa asked me, what was I talking about? Because they would never do that. I like this part, bracket, since I'm the favorite, end bracket, and I'm inclined to believe him, but I still wonder. I truly feel that this doll just wanted someone to play with. Huh. That's absolutely creepy. I mean, the fact that the doll was staring at you, almost beckoning for you to come over and remove her from the case and play with the doll, which is, of course, its purpose. And, you know, this almost reminds me of the idea of a toy that isn't played with becomes hostile. And this is another theme for another episode. I like this. This is a creepy experience, and thank you, Danielle, for sharing it with us. The next experience comes from Susan in Alberta, and she writes that my husband's biological parents gave our oldest daughter a China doll when she was a toddler. It was a baby girl doll and had ringlets, one of the only gifts given to her by her biological grandparents because they're not in our life due to my husband being adopted. We had the doll a couple of years. As being a China doll, we didn't let our daughter play with it before she was a little older. She only played with it a few times. Then at some point I asked her if she wanted to play with it again, and she looked very uncomfortable and literally recoiled from the idea. She wouldn't look at the doll directly, and that's when she told me why she didn't like it. She was little, maybe about 3 or 4. I asked her, what's the problem? And she said, I don't like that it's calling me Little Missy, Little Missy. There was no one else who ever called my daughter Little Missy. That's not even close to her name. And it was a really odd phrase. And the way my daughter imitated it by repeating it over and over at such a young age that it really freaked me out. We put it away on a high shelf in a closet and then threw it away in the trash. Despite the significance, my daughter never said anything like that about any other toy. That is like talking Tina from The Twilight Zone. And the fear of dolls and the idea that these dolls can come to life are definitely something that has been, you know, looked at and toyed around with in pop culture. If you look at The Twilight Zone, there's the talking Tina episode with Telly Savalas, where a doll is protective of the little girl because the father is abusive and ends up going out of its way to kill the father. There's, of course, the famous episodes, or the infamous episodes, with the ventriloquist dolls. There's the movie Magic with Anthony Hopkins, where the doll has a life of its own. And, of course, there is Goosebumps and all sorts of other areas. Chucky, a living doll. You know, there's the Robert the doll on display in Louisiana. That doll there, if you mock it or curse it, you are, of course, then cursed in return. and the most infamous of all is the Annabelle doll. There's so many examples of dolls in horror. But this one is a very personal experience. This one is coming from yours truly. So I was given the possession of this porcelain clown by a friend's partner who owns it still, but they're terrified to have it in the house. And I was told that the music box would activate when it hadn't been wound for ages, and that its presence causes electrical disturbances such as the television turning itself off and signal issues with cell phones. And that's, of course, when it's in the room. And I've had it in my possession now for a couple of years. And visually, it's a very creepy clown doll, a porcelain clown. But I haven't had the luck of it actually doing anything yet. And that doesn't mean that it isn't trying. It's just that my house is so full of this type of thing that Clown Zero might just feel a little bit more at home here. So for anyone with a phobia of clowns, this is definitely a doll you won't want to be anywhere near. Folks, I want to thank you again for tuning in to Something Strange But True. Be sure to hit that subscribe button and let your friends know about this podcast. This is still a very new experience for myself, and I would love to hear more from you, not only your stories and your spooky experiences, but what you would like to hear on future episodes, what you think is working, what you think might make this podcast better. And by all means, please reach out on social media. I'm very easy to get a hold of. It's Mysterio on the Mind Reader or Mysterio on Chris on Facebook and Dr. Mysterio on Instagram. And I want to thank you again for taking some time to have a bit of a spook. I will see you in my favorite place, the future. And remember, stay scared.